This is the Hoosier Outdoorsman Podcast, episode 56. In this episode, I talk to Preston Hungate about hunting Illinois and the Southern Illinois Outdoorsman Group. Welcome to the Hoosier Outdoorsman Podcast. This is your host, Riley Hendrickson. And on this podcast, we talk about hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors right here in Indiana. Well, today's going to be a little different. We are going to be talking about hunting and fishing and all that good stuff in Southern Illinois. I think it was a couple weeks ago. I was doing the chat, the rooms on the group where I just get on there and people come in and video chat. And it was a great time. I mean, everyone was talking. We had Daniel Hasting from South Carolina. We had Matthew Badger. We had Ralphie Robinson. We had Cal Dittmar. And then... Chad. We had Chad on there, Chad Woods. And then, on top of that, we had Preston. I think he actually tuned into, like, the first or second one we ever had. And, man, he was talking about Illinois. And, man, he's a duck hunter out there, and he does a bunch of hunting and fishing. And, you know, in Illinois, there's, the whole deal with the FOID card. We're going to talk to Preston Hungate today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. So, man. So how's it out in Illinois right now?
Our weather, you know, it's just... It ain't good for anything right now, honestly.
Yeah.
Not even fishing. It's too hot to fish right now.
Yeah. Now, the picture in the promo, when did you catch that crappie?
That was an early spring fishing trip. I think it was mid-March.
Uh-huh.
We caught about, I think, 7 or 8 that were about 10 inches that day.
Nice. Yeah, I can hear the cicadas in the background. It sounds so awesome. It sounds hot.
Okay, it really is.
Yeah. So, Preston, so how long have you been duck hunting? How long have you been hunting in general?
Hunting in general, I started hunting with my dad. As soon as I could climb the tree stand by myself. That was the deal that my dad made me when I was young.
Nice.
As soon as I could climb it by myself, I could start going.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, so I'm assuming you probably start with deer and squirrel?
Yes, deer and squirrel. That's what I started on.
Yeah. Now, when did you start duck hunting?
I duck hunted on and off throughout the years, you know, just here and there. People would invite me, you know, I'd go shoot a couple ducks, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I started duck hunting steady here the past about 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So, is it hard? What's it like hunting in Illinois? Because I know you have the FOID card, which I've talked to some people, and they said that's just a headache and a half. And then, I mean, whenever I think of duck hunting, Illinois is like the last place I think of.
Yeah, really, we don't have a whole lot around here to, as far as duck go. I mean, we've got few and far between wood duck. We get the teal that come through every year.
Mm-hmm.
We got some pintail, and then I'd say 90% of our duck population is just mallards.
So do you guys have like an early season on blue wing teal?
Yeah, we got a separate teal season. I can't remember when exactly it is.
Mm-hmm. So the blue-winged teal, I assume, come through that area as well.
Yeah, for a short period.
Yeah. I think they come through here for like 2 weeks and that's it.
Yeah, it's something sort of like that around here. I think last year they were only here for like a week.
Yeah. Now, when you're hunting in Illinois, is it like rivers? Is it ponds? Is it lakes? Is it swamps? What are we looking at?
Unless you have your own private ground that you just have set up with a decent pond, something that the ducks would like to have, most everybody hunts at the local lakes.
Really?
Yeah.
And they do okay hunting off of lakes?
It just depends on what part of the lake you hunt. There's a place that most people go that it's down by the wildlife refuge. It borders the wildlife refuge. That's where everybody goes to hunt mostly.
Now, when you're, so is there a draw or is it first come, first serve, or what is it?
They've got five pits down there that border that, and those are on a draw, and it's a 5-man limit per pit. And then there's like 60 something stakes for guys with the boat blinds, and it's on draw, but I've never seen the boat stakes ever be filled, so you're pretty well guaranteed a spot as far as if you got a boat.
Right. The draws here are a little different. It's a three-man limit. You have to at least have two in a party, and half of the places have blinds, half of them don't. And then if it is not a draw, it's just first come, first serve. So I mean, you sometimes get the guys in the parking lots at 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
So, yeah. So I have a feeling that Illinois is just as bad as Indiana, and that is you guys really have to work to get your ducks.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Honestly, the best way to go around here is to find somewhere that's got a good sized pond and just go off that, planting corn every year, around the ponds. Make it a food source and everything like that. That'd be your best way to go around here, honestly.
Yeah. Now, is there field hunting in Illinois?
There is field hunting, but that's mostly during goose season.
Okay. Do you do goose hunting?
Me, not really, no.
Yeah. Yeah, the man, I was reading the other day where certain places they with the cornfields, some people take black plastic and put it out and throw some water on it to where it looks reflective, and I guess it looks like water to a duck.
Yeah, it mimics a shallow pool of water.
Yeah, so you've seen those?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of doing that? I've pondered.
There's I've thought about it, but I've never really hunted anywhere that I would need to have done something like that, so I've never done it.
Yeah, I know up north there are certain areas that are just open fields, and it's like, man, if you had enough black plastic, you could pull that off. Yep.
Yeah, if you had enough. I mean, I'm not really sure how much of a area you would have to cover with the plastic, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also about still you have to be on the X no matter what you're doing. So
Right.
yeah. Yeah. So what kind of do you have any duck or goose calls?
I personally do not know. I'm not the best in the world at calling, so I just let all the other guys do it.
Oh yeah. So you're in a group of guys that duck hunt?
Yeah, there's about six of us that go at one time.
Cool. Cool. Man, that's a big group. That's a really big group. Man, I bet it's really handy to have all those extra guys carrying all the decoys and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, what was really cool is I think it was, what was it, 2, 3 weeks ago that I did that draw for the game call and you won that coyote or Rabin distress call? Yeah. Have you gone coyote hunting yet? Or what are the laws on that in Illinois?
Coyotes, there's not really any restriction on coyote. The only restriction that we have is during the springtime, you can only hunt them from daylight to sunset. And then after the spring quarter of the year, you can hunt them 24 hours a day, no restrictions on guns, as far as what you can shoot them with, what you can use, you can spotlight and everything.
Nice. Nice. Now, can you give me like a run through of what the FOID card is all about?
So the FOID card, I'll just tell you, I don't agree with it. I'll just
Okay.
tell you. And what it is it's a card that you get issued from Illinois State Police, not the Department of Natural Resources, but the state police. And what it does is you can get it at 18 years of age with parent consent, and at 18 you're only allowed to buy shotguns and rifles. And then at the age of 21 you can get one, and without the parent consent. And then also at 21, that's when you can buy pistols, but you have to have it to purchase any sort of ammo, guns, or even own a gun in the state of Illinois legally.
Really?
Yes.
See, I was talking to a gentleman who somehow his FOID card, something overlapped and his FOID card ran out, and he said it was almost impossible to get it back.
I'm not sure about that. I think a lot of that, I know a lot of people's been having problems with it right now due to all the COVID-19 situation. But other than that, I mean, I'm not really sure as far as that goes. I'm fixing to have to renew mine, so I guess I'll find out what kind of problems is going through the system right now.
Right. Now, if it runs out, is it illegal for you to have a firearm in your home and have it your card run out?
You've got it's kind of like your car sticker. You got like a month or so to file for your renew kind of deal.
Really?
Yeah, but after a month, if you don't get it renewed, then it's illegal for you to have those firearms, because then technically you're not a legal gun owner.
So this does the state of Illinois know all the firearms you have in your home?
There's laws that state which firearms have to be registered and which ones don't. Any gun over 25 years old won't have a number on it or anything like that. You don't have to register those in the state of Illinois. The only guns that you have to register are weapons that you buy from an individual or from a gun store that have numbers that can be tracked on.
Yeah, that's just crazy to me. That's just crazy. It's, I don't know. I don't know. That just feels like they're, I don't know. That feels like they're kind of walking the edge of the Second Amendment to me.
They are, and there's been a lot of judges try to erase the FOID card and this and that, but nothing's ever fully went through the system and this and that, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I've talked to some people that if they are going out west on a hunt or something, they won't even drive through the state of Illinois.
No, because if you're from out of state, even if you come into the state of Illinois, you're supposed to have a FOID card.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Did I just hear turkey? That's awesome. So you also raise mallards as well, don't you?
Yeah, I got ducks, and then obviously I've got my turkeys too.
Yeah, and I think I heard some chickens too.
Oh yeah, they're running all over the place.
Yeah. I that's one part of see, I'm kind of like suburban country. I'm far out enough out of town that I can shoot my weapons. I've got some area out here, but yeah, I kind of miss chickens and poultry and all that good stuff, especially mallards and stuff like that. Now, what's the deal with you were talking to Daniel in the conversation in the chat, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was something about having to cut the toes on them.
Yeah. There you can obtain and own wild mallards in the state of Illinois, but you have to have a license through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and you have to purchase your birds from another licensed breeder. But you can buy mallards from like the feed stores and the farm supply stores that come from hatcheries, and they have one toe cut, which that shows that it's a domestic bird, and you can legally own those without having to have the permits from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
Really? Wow. And why is that? Do you even know why that is? I mean, why would they want to distinguish from what came from a hatchery and what was wild?
That I'm not really sure of. I've not really looked into the reasoning behind all of that, but what I've gotten from it is so that way that, that way they know that you're not going out and taking eggs out of like nests on the lake and stuff like that, taking them home and hatching them and selling them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Things like that.
Okay. Yeah, the yeah, I've never heard of that. That's just crazy. Now, do you have a dog yet for retrieving?
I don't have a dog. I've got a pup, but a couple of buddies of mine that I hunt with have dogs.
What kind of pup?
I got a yellow lab.
Nice. Are you going to start training it?
I'm working with him. He's kind of got retrieving down, but he's still got a lot of that pup energy and wants to just play all the time.
Yeah, you just gotta let him play and try to do as much work as you can, but still let him be a puppy. That puppy, man. I've got two Labradors, and man, that puppy just ran out of the one. So finally, man, that the puppy years kind of suck, but I love having dogs.
Oh yeah. They're so high energy too.
Oh yeah. Well, it depends. Is it an American or English?
It's an American.
Oh, okay, there you go. An English is high energy for about 6 months, and then they start packing on that weight, and you try so hard to keep them from being a big old dog. I mean, English are just heavy, but they are great for just floating. I mean, they just float. They're just great.
Oh yeah, they're great on the water.
I've been trying to get a gentleman to come on the podcast called Bill Lawson. He's out in Montana, and he hunts a pit bull. He uses a pit bull for retrieving.
Pitbull.
Oh yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he wanted to see if it could be done, and yeah, it is absolutely awesome. And he's every time someone's talking about their labs, he'll take a picture. He'll post a picture of that pit bull in camo. I mean, like, it looks like a duck dog, but has like the typical pit bull cut ears, and it looks like it is a show quality pit bull, but he's using it for retrieving. It's hilarious.
I think that would be really interesting to see.
Oh yeah, I'll forward if I can find any videos of them. I'll forward them to you. So real quick, we're gonna have to go here in a second. This is kind of a short one today, but yeah, do you want to talk about Southern Illinois Outdoorsmen real quick?
Yeah, the Southern Illinois Outdoorsmen, it's a group that I just started up here not too long ago. And it's kind of an ideal based off of what you started with your Hoosier Outdoorsmen page for people in my area to be able to connect with people everywhere else and not only just for the locals to connect with each other, you know, for everybody to swap information, you know, tips. You know, and just to show off, you know, what you harvest and catch throughout the year.
Oh yeah, I thought it was absolutely awesome. As soon as I saw a picture of or I saw your group, I was like, really now? I thought it was so cool that you incorporated the outdoorsmen. So I thought it was awesome. I thought it was pretty cool. Now do you want to talk about what you may possibly be doing with the game call here in a couple, like a week or two?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to do a giveaway here in a week or so for a game call in order to help boost membership and also just to you know, help one lucky person out and get them a new call on their lanyard.
Yeah, it's and I will be hopefully getting that call to you hopefully sometime this week. It's just things get busy, especially with the launch, me launching my business in about 4 or 5 weeks. So anyone that is listening to the Hoosier Outdoorsman podcast right now, here in a week or so, I will be getting a game call to Preston, and he'll be doing a game call, a drawing for a game call. So, make sure to join his group, the Southern Illinois Outdoorsmen, and yeah, and look for that and see how he's going to do it, and be a part of that group. So. Was there anything you wanted to add to that, Preston?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show and the opportunity to get the word out and
Oh, you.
I'm going to thank you for the sponsorship on the call for the giveaway.
Oh, you're welcome. It's, when I got into duck hunting, that's what I love, fell in love with, is the camaraderie. In this industry, in duck hunting, in the duck hunting industry, in the hunting industry, the sad thing about this industry is when people get so focused on climbing up the industry ladder that they don't care about youth. They don't care about promoting youth and being willing to give away a call here and there for a drawing to promote a group. And that's something I'm wanting to start. And I think if you just look on Facebook, I mean, if you start a group, Preston, within 2 weeks you're gonna have people advertising stuff just willingly on there without asking for permission. So
Right.
yeah, but yeah, but let's and you know what? I was really impressed that people were already posting pictures of fishing and posting pictures of cool stuff on your group. You're starting out good.
Yeah, I was really excited when I seen that first post.
Yeah. Now, is he one of he did he join recently, or who was that?
I'm not sure exactly where he come from, but he's a new ad, I know that.
Nice. Nice. That's always cool. Yeah. Yep. All right, Preston, well, stay on the line, man, and I'm going to close it out real quick. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, everybody, if you get a chance, check out the Yeah, make sure to check out the Southern Illinois Outdoorsmen and join that group. And if you get a chance, join the Hoosier Outdoorsmen group and keep your eyes out for just upcoming stuff happening on those groups and be a part of those communities and post some pictures and make some friends and talk about hunting and fishing and just join those communities. Yes. So yes. And also really quick, I was very excited this last week to do the auction, and I auctioned off the first official call, and it went to Jeremy Eisen, a friend of mine. And what is crazy is I was so happy that went to Jeremy. What's crazy is his father and his sister gave me the nickname Rilo, and that's what I ended up using for the business. So it was pretty awesome that went to him. And in the future, in the next couple weeks, I'm going to be doing auctions for the second, third, and fourth call. Keep your eyes out on the group for that. And yeah, so just tune in to the next episode of the Hoosier Outdoorsman podcast.